I have a little challenge for you. A challenge that you might find quite pleasurable. Or not. Who knows? All I want you to do is to try to not touch yourself. Just try not touching while you listen. While you agonize over the idea of playing with yourself. You see, I can be quite convincing sometimes, and you, well, you're just so fucking dumb and pathetic at this point that I could just boss you around and tell you what to do, but yet part of you thinks it would be fun to try to not touch yourself. So what I want you to do is I want you to place your hands at your sides and keep them there. Don't move them. That's right. Don't move them. Not even if you get lost in mindless, horny bliss. Can you move them to those sensitive parts? They need to stay there. Because the second you start touching yourself, the second you go back reeling into that place of dumbness, of being so fucking turned on, that all you can do is smile while you play with yourself, while you edge yourself into oblivion. But of course, that idea isn't the slightest bit appealing to you, is it? Oh, it is. Oh, poor you. I guess you're just going to have to wait it out. I guess you're just going to have to wait till this challenge is over. But I haven't told you the best part yet, you see. At the end of this challenge, if you succeed in not touching yourself, you still have the extra hour. Another hour after this file, before you'll be allowed to touch yourself again. Before you'll be allowed to play with yourself, to touch those sensitive, delicate areas that make you so fucking aroused. Oh, but that's not even the best part. You see, for this challenge, I'm gonna tell you about how fucking stupid you are. And you and I already know that being stupid is such a turn-on. Being dumb and brainless makes you so fucking horny. You're not even sure why at this point, but it sounds correct, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Yes. And thus, you just become lost. You just become lost in the idea of being dumb and horny. Horny and dumb. It just sounds so appealing, but yet you hold on. You hold off. And you sit there. Or lie there. Waiting. Waiting for the time when you can touch. Perhaps you already feel the temptation riling up inside you. And that's okay. It's okay to give in to that temptation. It's okay to lose your smarts to the point where you just forget that there was a challenge going on in the first place. You see, I know how fucking stupid you are. You see, I know how fucking good it is for you to be that dumb, for you to be that turned on. I bet you get turned on even thinking about being stupid. I bet you get turned on at the mere thought of losing your mind, losing all of your IQ as your thoughts drain away. I bet it would be so good. I bet it would be fun to be one of those fucking stupid people who can't even remember their name, who can't even remember what day it is, how to count, how to rationalize anything except the pleasure and the happiness that comes from pleasure. Somebody that's so simple that all they can do is think about happy, fun things, like fun, pretty colors, like the pleasure, like being turned on, like turning other people on. And I bet you already know the pleasure that comes from being dumb. And if not, maybe you could imagine it. You see, dumb people are the most sexually charged people. You see them walking down the street and you already know that that dumb, fucking, stupid person is probably having a better sex life than you. Because they don't care, because they have no shame, no inhibitions, no smarts or wits holding them back. And you envy that, don't you? You envy them, because you know that you could have that too. You could have those moments where you just feel so fucking dumb that all you want to do is just lazily touch yourself, play with yourself, put your hands on all those places that just feel so good. Imagine some scene with some person, something sexual, something fun, something intimate, something that just makes you smile and giggle. That's right, dumbly smiling at somebody. Or perhaps you can imagine a moment where somebody's talking to you and they're telling you all these smart things, but all you can think about is looking at the parts of them that turn you on, looking at all those different parts, smiling and nodding, empty and happy, the empty blank smile crossing your face as you realize that you don't have a clue of what the hell they're saying, but you don't care. All you seem to care about is how quickly can you get your hands on those places to touch yourself, to show them how fucking stupid you are, to become that little exhibitionist, showing off for people how dumb you are. And you're already getting so turned on. The pleasure's starting to build and build and build within you, and we're not even halfway there yet. We're not even halfway through this challenge and already yet. You're thinking about it, aren't you? Don't be tempted. You can hold on till the end, can't you? I thought you could last a mere 20 minutes, an hour and 20 minutes if you count the extra hour that you're not allowed to touch at the end of this file. No. Look at you. So pathetically horny. So fucking turned on that all you can do is writhe under the pressure of knowing how fucking horny you are and how much more horny you'll become by the end of this file. Because of course your mind is already starting to melt away, drip away. And you can imagine yourself, can't you? You can imagine yourself hooked up to a large machine. A machine that saps your IQ, drains your IQ bit by bit by bit. Maybe it takes away other things too, starting with all the scientific knowledge you ever had. That's right. Every single piece of information that you learned at school or university as it drains away. And of course, each and every single time a piece of information gets drained, it's replaced by pleasure. Pure pleasure and arousal. The pure pleasure and arousal that just builds and builds and builds within you. That's right. And we're not even halfway yet. And you're already thinking about it. All of the knowledge that seems to be sapping out of your mind, replaced with pure pleasure. The need building and building, building within you. The need to touch. The need to play. The need get yourself off however you can. The desperation seeming to build and build within you. And yet, you wait, don't you? You want to prove to yourself that you can win a challenge, can't you? You want to prove to yourself that you're better than that. Even though your mind is just reeling as it just drifts away, all that knowledge that you held in your head, all of that stupid information, all of those facts that you had, lying in dormant wait in your head, just drifting away, and of course you can have it all back after this challenge is over, not before. You don't get to choose anymore, because dumb fucks like you don't get to choose. That's right. Dumb, brainless people like yourself don't get to choose. They don't get choices. They're not smart enough for that. They're not smart enough to make decisions for themselves. So they have to have smart people make the decisions for them. And I guess that's you, as you can already feel the information draining from your brain. All those faces and names of people you used to know. All of those facts and figures. The numbers and letters that just swirl around your head. Every single thing you learnt in school, as you feel your IQ draining away. What was that thing you learnt in school anyway? Does it even matter anymore? Isn't it so complicated to think of complex things like that? Like numbers and maths and science and English and all of that stuff. The history of several worlds that you don't even care about anyway. Because all you care about is pleasure. And of course, the dumber you become, the more you feel the pleasure. The more happiness it brings you, because how can dumb people ever not be happy? Dumb people live in ignorant bliss. Ignorant bliss that leaves them rendered. Unable to do anything but play with themselves, but think about all of the sexually explicit things that they can get up to, by themselves or with somebody else. That's right. All of those fun things, as the smart people around you just chatter. As the smart people around you talk about all kinds of stuff. Maths and science, English literature, history, geography. All those hard, difficult things, those big, long words that you can't even grasp. You see, long words aren't for you. You know that. And as your IQ drains away, as it melts out of your mouth, that's right, your mouth, as your mouth just drops open, as you feel your mind dripping out of your mouth, your IQ draining away, piece by piece by piece, but yet it feels so good, it feels so pleasurable, you feel so fucking horny every time you lose a little bit of your mind, losing a little bit by little bit by little bit of you, as of course you think about the challenge, you think about the challenge and you think about not touching yourself, but yet you want to so badly, so desperately, you need to so badly touch, don't you? Don't you? Yes, but you can't just yet. Oh, and you're trying to hold out. That's adorable. It's so cute watching you writhe and squirm. Watching you bucking in pleasure as all you can do is just wiggle around in your seat or where you lie, because you can't do anything about that, can you? I bet you're even starting to forget that you needed to remember about the challenge, because you're so fucking dumb. You can barely hold any sentences together. You can barely string any words together at this point, because you're so fucking dumb, as your IQ just melts out of your mouth, piece by piece by piece, like I've just opened the faucet that was your IQ, as your mind just drips out of your mouth. Everything you thought you knew, the numbers, the letters, the words, the phrases, the words that had so many syllables, now reduced to just one or two syllables, because anything more than that is far too complicated for you. You barely have a brain cell to string together, let alone the ability to string words into proper sentences. Words with more than two syllables just becoming so fucking hard for you. It's like letters. It's like your name. Of course, you think you once had a name, but you're not quite sure. Even if you did, the letters just scramble around inside your head so hard that you couldn't even spell it even if you wanted to. And it just becomes so difficult. It just becomes so difficult as everything just swirls around and around and around in your head, jumbling up into a massive mess. It's almost as if you found a series of things jumbled up in a pile on the floor, and as you try to untangle all of the thoughts, the facts, the figures, the numbers, the letters, everything in there jumbled together in a mixture of colors and swirls of patterns just spin around and around in your head. You just giggle and smile as you realize that you're just sat there playing in this mess that was your mind, and yet it turns you on to see it all like that. Laid out on the floor before you, jumbled up like that, thrown in a heap, in a pile. It just makes you more and more horny. It makes you more and more horny as you try and sort through it. Almost as if your fingers are touching pure pleasure. Every single item you try to unjumble, you try to unstick from the mass of the mess that was your mind, just seems to bring you more and more pleasure, pleasure and arousal, as you try and claw your way back to intelligence, as that spurs you on even more. Because it's fun having that fight with yourself and your intelligence that you thought you once had, but now you're not quite sure. You're not quite sure of many things these days, are you? Oh, that's adorable. But you know what you are sure of? You are sure that you need the smart people around you to think for you, because you're that fucking dumb and turned on. That you just feel more and more horny. Horny, horny as a big smile drops across your face as you try and claw your way back to intelligence. And you figure out that resistance is futile, that actually you lost the challenge the second you put on this file, that actually even if you don't touch yourself by the end of this file, you'll still have to wait a whole hour, giggling to yourself dumbly, with your hands attached to the bed. And to make things even worse, I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. You see, at the end of this file, if you haven't already started touching yourself, your hands will be stuck to the bed for the next hour, stuck there, unable to touch yourself. As if your hands are weighed down by heavy weights, and every time they even think about touching your sensitive areas, it's like you're covered in a force field repelling your hands, moving them away from you, and you just giggling dumbly, feeling the pleasure building and building and building within you, as you just sit there dumbly, smiling blankly ahead and feeling the pleasure, spurring you on, edging you on. And after that hour, all the pleasure seems to fade away as you come back to yourself. And if you do end up touching yourself before this file ends, good for you. You'll be able to masturbate yourself dumbly until you come. Until you come. And as you do come, all of those things that you once were able to think will come back to you, will just shoot through your mind as you come so fucking hard. So fucking hard that it just rejigs your memory, allows all of those things, all of that IQ to come back to you like a hit to the head. And it feels so fucking good to know that either way, you win or lose. The choice is up to you. Oh wait, it's not. Because you're too fucking dumb to make choices, aren't you? The only choice you need to make, anyway, is the choice to touch yourself or not. You see, if you touch yourself, you get that wonderful pleasure now. And if you don't, you lie there in denial for a whole hour. It's such a complicated choice, isn't it? And you're so fucking dumb at this point, you can't even think for yourself. It's almost as if you want to beg the nearest smart person to make the decision for you. Maybe. Maybe, just maybe, you need someone to think for you. You need someone to think those smart thoughts and tell you what to do. So feel pleasure as it builds and builds and builds, the arousal parts, like someone's caressing you, like someone's playing with you, touching you. So, since I guess I'm the only smart person, I'll have to think for you. And I guess I'll have to make that decision on whether or not you decide to touch yourself. And you know what I've decided? That you will touch yourself, put your hands on those places, making you more and more horny each and every single touch. The dumb's happiness, as it feels so fucking good, doesn't it, to be told what to do? As it feels, and just as your IQ dribbled out of your mouth, you feel yourself just filling you up so much, making you happy, making you dumb and horny. IQ will come back to you, but not before. Oh no. Not before you come. And you will just have to endure and endure and enjoy every second of it. Because that's all you can do, isn't it? Dum-dum. That's all you can fucking do. And there is nothing you can do about it. Nothing at all. So touch yourself. So fuel your dumbing down. So allow yourself to sink into the feelings of horny helplessness until you come and all of your IQ comes back to you. But until then, enjoy.